Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, February 4th, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. Shadow, a company affiliated with and funded by Acronym, which is a Democratic digital nonprofit group, was responsible for building the Iowa caucus app that contributed to delays in reporting Monday night's results in the first vote of the party's presidential race, according to sources speaking with the Huffington Post. State campaign finance records show that the Iowa Democratic Party paid Shadow more than $60,000 for website development late last year. A source says those payments were for the app that caucus site leaders were supposed to use to upload the results at their locales. In Alphabet's fourth quarter earnings report, the company revealed that YouTube generated nearly $5 billion in ad revenue in the last 3 months. This is Alphabet's first report with Sundar Pichai at the helm, who took over as CEO of the entire company late last year after co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin stepped down from day-to-day duties. Google bought YouTube in 2006 for $1.65 billion, but this is the first time that the company has broken out YouTube ad revenue numbers specifically. Google says that YouTube has more than 20 million subscribers across its premium and music premium offerings, and more than 2 million subscribers to YouTube TV. Alphabet bundles those numbers into its others category, which made up $5.3 billion last quarter and also includes Pixel phones and Google Home speakers. Twitter announced that it identified and shut down what it deemed a large network of fake accounts, as well as many others, quote, located in a wide range of countries that were abusing a bug in Twitter's Android app, letting people submit millions of phone numbers through an official API, which then returned the associated user account. In the EU, connecting a phone number is an opt-in feature, but for the rest of the world, it's opt-out. In a statement, Twitter wrote, quote, we observed a particularly high volume of requests coming from individual IP addresses located within Iran, Israel, and Malaysia. It's possible that some of these IP addresses may have ties to state-sponsored actors. MasterCard CEO Ajay Banga says that the company pulled out of Facebook digital currency project Libra over concerns over compliance and the business model. Banga says that the associated entities involved in Libra wouldn't vow to, quote, not do anything that is not fully compliant with local law, and also says, quote, all that, every time you talk to the main proponents of Libra, I said, would you put that in writing? They wouldn't. He also says he took issue with Facebook positioning Libra as a financial inclusion tool, but then proposing linking it to a proprietary digital wallet, Calibra. Facebook's Messenger Kids app now has new options for parents. Parents will now be able to see more details about who their children are messaging with, if there are video calls being made, and a history of anybody that the children have blocked. Parents will also see a log of recent images that their child has sent and received, with the option to remove and report if they're inappropriate, and can log them out of devices remotely. Parents can also download all of their child's information, like the data download feature available in the main Facebook app. The semiconductor industry suffered its worst annual slump in almost two decades in 2019, according to the Semiconductor Industry Association, saying Monday in a statement that revenue fell 12% to $412 billion in 2019. That's the biggest drop since 2001. Sales did grow slightly in the fourth quarter from the preceding three-month period. Memory chip revenue dropped 33% from 2018, led by declines in computer memory. Sales in China fell 8.7%, according to the SIA, and sales in the Americas dropped the most of any region at 24%. Google is emailing users that its backup photo service, Google Takeout, may have sent files from November 21st through November 25th of 2019 to other users by mistake, saying, quote, "Some videos in Google Photos were incorrectly exported to unrelated users' archives." Google also says that the backups made during that five-day period may be incomplete, but that the company has already resolved the issue and suggests deleting the export you made in November to make a new one. Google tells 9to5 Google that 0.01% of photo users were affected. And finally, NVIDIA has begun letting users in North America and Europe sign up for its GeForce Now service starting at $5 per month, while also offering unlimited one-hour free trials that don't require a credit card. Unlike Google, Sony, and Microsoft's similar offerings, NVIDIA supports Steam, the Epic Games Store, Battle.net, and Uplay, all running in the cloud. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone, and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.